This is William Hill Racing Radio. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at an 8-race card this evening at Dundalk on Wednesday, November the 9th. Yes, Wednesday, November the 9th. I know we're used to being tuned in to Fridays, but Wednesdays are now becoming quite a regular occurrence over in Dundalk, which is great news for us, of course. The highlight, of course, comes in the shape of the 7.35, which is a very competitive mile handicap where one or two regulars lock swords yet again. But we begin with the first race, which comes up at 5.35. which is a mile maiden, and it doesn't look a bad little affair either, with quite a few well-fancied fillies in this particular contest, none more so than Kiss the Wind, and Gerlines' Charge is the selection, courtesy of three very promising runs. At the Curragh, first time out, behind Rahana. It's the race that, of course, rode at Endrum, finished second, so that form stands out in a race of this nature. A little bit disappointing the next time out at Gowran, but once again, was in quite deep there against a couple of horses who've gone on to prove themselves in pattern race class. Then not a bad effort last time out at Leopardstown, again in another very strongly run maiden. It was a race that a horse called Anine from the Kevin Prendergast stable finished fourth. And given that this filly by Casamento was only just on the heels of the leaders and went all the way hard to the line, I think she's got a great chance here, if she can run to that level, of finally getting off the mark at the fourth time of asking. Round about 5-2 this morning, I do think Kiss the Wind should get us off to a decent start in the opener.
Race 2.
On to race 2 then, and this is for the Celts and Geldings over 7 furlongs. It's another maiden. In contrast to the first race, there's only really two to concentrate on here in the shape of Rocking Peace and Liberatio. And when I'm faced with a bit of a coin toss like I am here, the safest option is always to go for Mickey Halford in these maidens. So Liberatio gets the vote. He was third here last time out in a decent race, dominated by Aidan O'Brien when he had the first two home, War Secretary and Homesman. But he didn't get beat too far, and the time figure suggested that race was quite useful. In contrast, Rocking Peace, he comes here via a really moderate run last time out at Cork. Now, I know that was on the turf, and he did run quite well here the time before at Dundalk behind Taj Mahal. But I do think his overall form and his profile is a little bit weaker, arguably, than Liberatio. So I'm going to go with Mickey Halford's Charge here at a value pick around about 7-4 this morning.
Race number 3.
On to race number 3 then, the 6.35. My best bet, indeed my nap of the day, runs here in the shape of Fairy Foxglove. Pat Murphy's mare has been a model consistency in recent times, particularly here at her favoured Dundalk, where she always seems to go really well. She opened up her winter campaign with a fairly comfortable victory. That was back on the 14th of August over the Trip of a Mile, which is the first time that she's won here over that distance. They dropped her back next time out at Leytown, and they probably made a little bit too much use of her. And the same can be said last time out when they ran a really strong gallop. She traced a very strong pace and looked the likely winner, only to be wore down late on by the deep closing pair, Appointment Only and Dark Alliance. But the way that she tanked her way through that race suggests to me that she's right on top of her game. Obviously, there's a jockey change in the saddle tonight, as Anna O'Brien is deposed by Donna O'Connor, who takes a valuable 5 off. Now, technically speaking, given that the handicap has given her a pound back plus the 5 off, she's actually £6 better off than she was last time, or carrying less in the ratings, as it were. The form of that race at Dundalk has worked out really well. With the winner, Appointment Only, finishing second time next time out, and Dark Alliance, the second horse, winning subsequently. She's well drawn, and if Donna can just keep hold of her head a little bit and doesn't allow her to hit the front too soon, probably make a challenge inside the final furlong. I think around about 6-1 this morning, we should be well rewarded with a decent each-way bet there on my nap, Fairy Foxglove.
Race 4.
On to a very competitive mile handicap, which comes up at 7.05. Loads of these coming in here in good form, such as Carrageen Prince, Against the Breeze, etc, etc. And, of course, Captain Midnight. Unfortunately, Captain Midnight's running over a trip where I'm not totally convinced he'll get, i.e. a mile, so I'd probably have to bin him. But the other two are respected, particularly Against the Breeze, who very much looked as though she was going the right way here. The last day went staying very strongly in the latter stages to defy her odds of 16-1. I do think 8-1 for Against the Breeze isn't a bad little bet. But in that race, there's twists and turns. I do think Pat Flynn's charge ran very, very well, considering that he was drawn right on the outside in trap number 13. Obviously, he had to use up a bit of petrol early on to get to the front. And ultimately, those early exertions just took that toll late on as he got beat a length and a quarter in the end. But he's much better drawn tonight, twists and turns. And given that the Pat Flynn team remain in good form, as we saw, he's our music, won for the stable last week. He looks a bit of a no-nonsense each-way bet for nothing around about the 13-2 mark this morning. Very consistent type, his twists and turns. And I think he'll keep that stat very much close to his chest here tonight in the 7.05.
Race 5.
On to the 7.35 then, which is the highlight of the night class-wise. Quite a few favourites are in the lineup here, such as Bo Satchel, Hatal Nasser and Bishan Bedi. But the two to concentrate on for my money here are Chestnut Fire and Secret Wizard. Now, Chestnut Fire certainly come of age here the last day when staying on very strongly to beat Riziki, Stable Companion, in a very strongly run and keenly contested race. He's finishing sectionals are very good on that occasion. And he's obviously representing a stable in really good order at the moment. But Secret Wizard also comes here via a really good run last time out in another very good handicap won by Hurricane Cass, the form of which has been boosted by the third horse, He's Our Music, a couple of times over subsequently. Given that Secret Wizard was one of the only horses that made ground from the back of the field that night, suggests to me that in a much smaller field, Secret Wizard, if he does race a little bit handier tonight, has got a good chance of being competitive down the lane. With the good thing about him as well, we can back him each way around about 6-1 this morning. And representing a stable that is doing really well here of late, with Sean Davies taking 7 off, I'd expect Secret Wizard to run a nice each-way race in race number 5.
Race number 6.
On to the real trappy stuff then, beginning with the 8.05. Now, this is a bit of a speculator, but I'm going to take a chance that Conning Hall comes out the stalls on terms, not like he did last time out when he did a bit of a Hamlet cigar adverse. And he didn't want to race. He just had a bit of a bee in his bonnet that night for one reason or another. He was didn't want to go down a post. He was mucking around in the preliminaries. And generally speaking, it was a bit of a moody performance by Anthony McCann's charge. Hopefully the addition of the extra headgear tonight, he's got all kinds of contraptions on, hood, tongue tie, cheek pieces, etc, etc. Might just get his mind to engage a little bit this evening. There's no doubt about it, he's got the ability to go well in a race of this nature. Indeed, he should have won 2 starts ago when he was very unlucky over a mile and a half. So the key to Conning Hall is obviously him coming out on terms with him tonight. And if he does, I think around about 6-7-1 this morning, he's worth chancing from an each-way perspective.
Race 7.
On to race number 7 then, which is the penultimate contest. Again, another very trappy affair. Quite a few of these have got concerns over the trip, such as Chatterton and Sister Slough. So it's probably best left for the favourite here, New Direction, to complete the hat-trick. Now, Jim Baldry often does well with horses like this every season. And this four-year-old's definitely going the right way, taking in board his last two victories at the Curragh and here over a mile and a half at Dundalk when he was very strong in the finish. In fact, he was probably he was going to win at the mile and a quarter pole, to be honest. He was going that well, so I don't think the drop down in triple inconvenienced him tonight. He also defied a double figure draw as well, which he's got this evening. Still think the handicap has definitely not got hold of him yet. He's £85 higher, and in a race where there's lots of ifs and buts about quite a few of his rivals, it makes sense to stick with the informed New Direction in the 8.35.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, and second strongest advice of the evening would be to back Society Ranger from the Adrian McGuinness stable. I was actually after this horse in the Horses in Training sale, or the Goth sale in Ireland recently. Unfortunately, he was put in a reserve of 10 grand, and I only thought he was worth eight, so I didn't want to go over my budget. That might be a decision I regret, as he could well easily win $6,000 back here in one fell swoop. He certainly has got enough qualities to suggest he can win a race of this nature. As I said, I've had my eye on him for quite a while, and I actually think stepping up in trip made a man of him last time out when he stayed on very well in the latter stages behind Lenarda. It's nothing to get too carried away with form-wise, but to be fair, there's lots of dodgy-looking opponents in this race who we are not very convinced about getting the trip, such as Black Agnes and Pallavicini Run. So you're looking at towards the likes of maybe Walk the Line, a colt by High Chaparral, maybe to come out of the deadwood, really, to stamp their authority on this race. But if they don't, then it's best left with Society Ranger, who could have done with a better draw, but all the same, I do think he's got a great chance of finally getting off the mark this evening. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast, and we'll be with you once again on Friday with another regular visit to Ireland's only all-weather surface, which comes up on November the 11th. Please do tune in for that. From me, it's goodbye for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.